Hi, 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 my lovelies. Hello, hello, hello. Joe Warwick here, and we're on to day 15. And this is the last day of Money Love. And I've got a separate recording for you to do a technique, etc. But I wanted to do this recording to talk about where you're looking, okay? As you move forward with your life and as you move forward with where you want to be, it's really important to look at and feel into what is coming and not old news. Okay, everything that's already manifested in your life, everything that is currently in your life, good and bad, I don't usually use that definition, but good and bad, everything that's working really well, everything that's abundant and flowing, everything that's gorgeous and wonderful, that's still old news. And everything that is, you know, struggling and not quite where you want it to be and in limitation and lack, that's still old news, okay? It's all old news because it's already fully manifested. And what we want to do is keep creating more of the good stuff, yeah? The stuff that's already working, so appreciating that and enjoying it. So the money and love that flowing through your life already is that fuel and has already manifested things in your life that you feel really happy about, that you're really enjoying, and you want more of it, and you want the love to keep flowing, the fuel to keep flowing, wherever that is, in whatever part of your life that is. That can be from your career to your relationships and everything in between, your well-being and your health. And we want to upgrade the areas of your life that aren't there yet. Yeah, the areas of your life, particularly if it's money, particularly if it's a relationship, all those bits where you've gone, there's a lack and a limitation and I want to allow more of it. And we've been doing that over this period. We've been looking at ways to shift your mindset, to shift your energy, to shift your receptivity. And you're going to get gifts where you suddenly go, you know, I'm open and it's all glorious and I'm receiving, and you've aligned with the energy. Maybe after you've done your meditation, you're feeling really great. Things are starting to shift in your life. And then you'll go clunk. I've fallen across the part of my life that's been old news and hasn't quite got there yet and feels a little sticky. And it's a bit like when I talked about the spiral of creation and the bit in between. You know, that bit when it hasn't quite happened yet. This is really important to not only have faith, but to really make sure you decide to choose to focus on what's coming, how it feels if it was already here. So like the exercise from yesterday about being in, you know, a year from now and being in that abundance, or doing the exercise where I talked about going through all the abundance of your life, all the ways that you've received money and love and relationships and connections, and you've received so many, you know, so many opportunities, all the ways that you've already experienced everything, where you've been supported and received your needs met and your desires met over your lifetime. So you can either look in the back, you know, in the past where it's already happened, or you can look to future projection of feeling into where it's already coming because it's already done vibrationally. So you can decide either way to tap into a better feeling, a better thought, than just clunking into old news that is dead news, particularly if it's old news and it's stuck, it's dead. It's the equivalent of looking at leaves that have died, you know, off the tree. Yeah, it's winter, they've already gone, and they're not even at that pretty stage anymore. They're at that kind of rotting stage on the floor. It's dead. It's old wood. It's dead. It's past. So there's no point worrying about it. There's something that's dead. There's life in the part of your life that's already working and it's juicy and it's delicious and it's unfolding and it's good enough and getting better and better. That has life in it because it has that fuel of money and love, the energy flowing through it. So it has life force. It feels great. Yeah. It feels delicious. And to keep flowing that because it's got life in it. You're not trying to revive it. It's already alive and it's continuing to manifest, even if it's old news. But the parts of your life that are struggling and flat and dead either need you to cut them away, or to stop worrying about them and to focus on the energy that's coming in, because there has to be an up-leveling. There has to be a shift. There has to be a part of your life. So, and it's going to take some levels. Now, as I've said, if it's money and you need to realize that you've already done lots of really great stuff in this about understanding your money, love. If it's money and you want to focus more, I would absolutely suggest going on Money Magic. If you're wanting to continue with a self-help program, a self-empowerment program like this, that is much more intensive around money, as it does in the as it says in the tin, you know, the label Money Magic. So it's much more about not just the fuel, but actually getting nitty-gritty, taking money to another level. If, however, you are thinking about you'd actually want to work with me directly in coaching, I do have programs. So if that's the way you want to go, I would suggest reaching out to me first to talk about that before purchasing a product. So when we're deciding where we want to go, it's got, you know, where if we're making that choice, you know, the same decision. Yeah, it comes to a point. Do I get myself focusing on dead wood and dead leaves and getting myself all knotted and upset? Because that's like looking at a problem and never looking at the solution. Yeah. And people get mixed up with the idea of problem solving, because in fact, when you're trying to solve a problem, you're staying in the problem. You're trying to pull apart knotted knitting, you know, or trying to revive dead leaves. It is in fact better to look for a solution focused. Yeah. How can I move round this quickly and get to the solution? How can I shift my thoughts, my energy to a higher frequency? How can I get into the life force, the fuel, the energy of where it's already happening vibrationally? Because remember, if you're feeling desires, and you may want to revisit that at the beginning, feeling the desires, it's because it's done. If you're feeling like you want to move forward, it's because it's done and the universe is doing its ding, 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 because your cake is done. So you may want to revisit day one as we go into that in detail. But as this choice moving forward, you now have your, you know, you have your statement to use. This is going to be available for you. I've decided that I'm going to leave this available for you for a few weeks to revisit everything. So you're probably going to have it for another 2 weeks to revisit, re-go into everything, just reaffirm everything, get very clear about your statement if it needs to be upgraded and updated. And to use the meditations and the tools and today's tool that I'm going to be giving to you. All right. So moving forward, where are you going to focus? And if the focus is you want to keep moving forward and how I can help you, you've got a couple of options with Money Magic. You've heard me talk about Soul Flow, which is all about receiving much more deeper levels of practicing your receptivity mode. And again, both of these programs are a month long. And, you know, self-help empowerment programs. If, however, you want to work with me in actually a coaching program, then reach out. Let's have a call. We can do an assessment of where your life is at this moment and where you want to get to. And then we can find the right program for you moving forward. All right. So I'm wishing you so much love. Enjoy the next audio. Revisit everything. If you've got any questions, still open for questions, so drop those in. But yeah, super excited for you because there's been so many shifts. I would love to hear back anything you want to either send me privately through email at joe@joewarwick.com or through Messenger or through the Telegram group of any feedback about the program. I would love to hear your results. But I'm wishing you so much love. I'm so well, I'm honored and as always to be of service to help you go through a transformation, to open up to the fuel of money and love flowing through your life, because let's be honest, we need it. It's everything to support us and shifting our mindset, shifting our energy in alignment and attunement to where it's flowing, where we're receiving, where we've already received and where we're moving forward. So sending you much glorious love. Bye-bye.